Guys, I've got a huge announcement. Roll the clip.
Talent on stage in 60 seconds.
Going on f***ing tour, darling. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh-oh, one first pose and girl, you got the dress out. But you know we're soft, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out of me, I'll be the
We're going back on tour. We're going bigger, better. This is the Saving Grace Size Matters Tour. Come on, tickets go on sale Friday. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got an American queen on. We've got Madison Beer. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for the claps. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I love
being here. I'm tired, actually. I won't lie to you.
Are you tired?
I'm exhausted.
Do you know what? You can have a nap if you need. I can talk.
Cool. Good night.
Bye.
Yeah, 99.
So, beginning, right?
Sure.
You're a wee lamb, you're a child.
Wow, I love this already.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How do you know that you can sing? Because in my head, when I was younger, right, I thought I sounded like Madonna.
Mm.
And then when you get older...
Did you?
Nope.
Right.
I sounded like Madonna if she had a bit of strep throat.
Okay.
So how did you clock that you could sing?
Well, my mom like always jokes and says that I came out of her singing, and she says that I also like
yeah.
sang before I spoke. I've always just, it's been a part of me forever. I actually don't like remember singing for the first time or being like, I enjoy this. Like I really genuinely, it's been a part of Madison since I've been
her. It is Madison.
Her.
I love that.
I'm tired, everybody. I'm like,
ladies and gentlemen.
But yes, I've always just sang. I don't know. I don't know when I was like, oh, I could pursue this. I just think I've always loved to do it.
It's you got signed young though.
12.
12. That's mental. I'm trying to remember the song. Was it Melodies?
That was my first single.
That's
which
I remember.
You bring that.
That
up.
Did you? Okay, fair. say no more. How was it getting big young?
Like very weird, honestly.
This is what I'm thinking because you know when you get popular girls at school, right? Mm-hmm. People are horrible to them because you're jealous of them. Were people horrible to you, or not really?
Yes, definitely. Still are.
Bastards.
Totally agree. I think it was something that I dealt with very early. I mean, within the day that Justin tweeted about me, it was kind of instantaneous hate.
Yeah.
And it was something I had to adapt to very quickly. And then now 12 years, 13 years later, I'm still dealing with it, but in much different ways. So it's good. I've learned a lot.
When you saw the tweet from Justin Bieber, did you think, yeah, cool, I've made it? Or were you just like...
No, I didn't know. I honestly, like, of course, was blown away and excited from it. But I don't know if serious is the right word, but I didn't know what would develop from there.
Yeah.
You know, it could have just been a tweet and that's awesome. And then it could have just been that is what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was going to end up like making a career out of it.
Which we love to see. Thank
yeah,
God
it's
for
very
that.
Cool.
I remember I broke up with my boyfriend ages ago when Dead came out.
Oh my God.
And I remember putting it on in the car and I was like,
why aren't you dead?
Why aren't you dead yet?
Mm-hmm.
And I still stand by that, actually.
Me too.
He's still breathing.
Me
and it's
too.
Pissed me off a little bit. When you're writing songs, do you go through breakups and think, yeah, cool, let me put pen to paper here?
I mean, make it worth something, you know?
Do you
get a song out of it? I think, I mean, like, I try to now be a little bit less obvious maybe when I'm writing songs about people because in the past I've been like a little specific, like why are you always such a Gemini or
John.
Like there's just like there's been lines that I think people can easily put together, which I'm sure I'll still do, but I don't know, I've experienced, you know, a lot, and I think that I always will pull.
I think it's quite a good talent being able to turn what you're going through into a song though. It's kind of therapeutic.
So fun. Oh,
once
definitely.
You finished it, you're like, yeah, I'm over that now.
Totally.
Fine.
Yeah, send it out in the world and then like you get to go on tour and have people sing it back to you. And it just like repurposes what's gone on, you know?
Yeah.
Like Reckless, my song Reckless is like about a real crazy story that's, you know, quite sad and like was very hurtful to me at the time. And now I just look forward to like singing that song with my fans. So it's just like kind of also I guess, like, replaces the memory.
Have you ever been able to say, if you've written a song about someone, right, and it's a proper, like, fuck you song, have you ever performed it to them, like, they've been in the crowd?
I don't know if they've ever been in the crowd.
Because I'd invite them.
Right.
Front row.
No, that feels like a missed opportunity on my
behalf. Spotlight on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On your tour. I'll consider that on the next tour. I think that sounds like the smartest
thing. We can sort that out, don't worry.
Sure.
I don't know how I'd sort that out. I just offered my service.
No, I think it'd be great. And I could use your help.
Yeah. So, anytime.
Let's do it.
Has there ever been a song that you've written now? Because you've written so many songs, they've all banged. But is there anyone that you've written and you've been like, oh, I really wish I didn't release that? Or regretted in any way?
So I have a song called Say It To My Face.
I love that song.
It's like one of my least favorite songs, to be honest. And I have never performed it or anything. And there's fans of mine who will come up to me and they'll be like, why? Will you, like, what's going on with this? And
song's banned.
I'm like, I just hate it. And I don't like it. And I don't like the way I sound. I don't like singing it. It hurts to sing.
Because it's quite low.
It starts low and then it goes from like the lowest part of my voice to the highest part of my voice. And it's just a stressful song to sing.
Yeah. Fuck that.
It's just not, I don't care to perform that. So, I mean, also melodies, like, I don't think I'll ever perform.
Is it because you were young when you released that?
Yeah, I also didn't write it. It was like given to me and it was like, this is going to be your big hit. I was like, I fucking hope it's not. Right. I hope this isn't the one that does it for me. Jesus.
It's like Rebecca Black when she did Friday when she was really young and now she's like, yeah, I probably could have done without that.
You know, I think it's. I'm glad that it wasn't a successful song.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, I enjoyed it when I was younger. So
thank you.
That's any.
Let's let it be for our younger selves.
Yeah,
and let's leave it back there. We're gonna leave it there.
Don't keep playing it.
Yeah.
What point? Because you're massive. Yeah. So what point do you get to a status where you're like, I belong to be here?
I think that this is like, you're gonna see my like half of my brain fight with each other right now. But like I try to be very, you know, proud of myself and my accomplishments, and I try to hype myself up like, people love you and, you know, whatever, whatever. But I also have that other side of my brain that is conditioned by the years of hate I got potentially by my own insecurities of just like, I'm not good enough, you know, just, I don't know. It's definitely.
People have a lot of opinions, but I think you've also had it for so many years. Like, you know, when they say about like child stars or whatever, they're always like, oh, child stars, you know, like there's a lot going on with them. Like they're never happy, blah, blah. But it's also like people have had so many opinions on that you since you were what, 12, 13?
Right.
So of course that's going to cause some sort of,
there will effect. Be damage of some kind.
Yeah.
I think that's, people are really like, they lack a lot of empathy. And I think that like, I've always heard that thing where we've all heard it of like, oh, child stars, they always end up like going crazy or whatever it is. And I'm just like, can we, when we're talking about though, like that though, like, can we wonder why? And like, maybe as a society, like let's protect children in the spotlight. I hate that word, but like in the spotlight a little bit more. And like, let's, figure out why people who are child stars are like going through hard times.
People as human.
They don't.
When they're famous or whatever, they don't
see
you as a person. They see you as
a thing.
That
they follow. I don't know. And I get it because I remember being 11 years old and being like, Justin Bieber, that's not a person. That's his thing. Yeah. It's different. And I can acknowledge that I remember having that. And I remember, I mean, even the first time I met him, I was like, there's no way that you like have skin and you're a person, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Like this is an insane experience, but I think that, you know, obviously getting older, it's like, everyone's just a normal person. Everyone's just trying to do their best. I think that we all in life are trying to put our best foot forward. And I think that like, you know, I don't know. I've been like very like misjudged and have had harsh treatment.
Why do you think that is though?
I mean, I also like was like, I think people will sometimes be like, people were just jealous. I also was a teenager who probably said and did dumb shit as we all do. So,
seriously.
You know, I think that like, that's also something that, I don't know why, like not to keep bringing up Justin. I don't always like talk about him, but something that I learned like when I was younger and when I was, you know, spending a lot more time with him was, you know, when he was getting a lot of backlash on the internet, when people would come to me because I was super close to him at the time and be like, you know, what's going on? My response always, even when I was, by the way, 14, 15 years old, I would say to these people, if you had a camera following you around when you were his age, 24/7,
would
you be perfect?
No.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I think people like to act like they're these like, you know, high holy creatures that just like don't make mistakes and they don't say things that are maybe like, I don't know, like we all have done things that I don't think we can look back and be proud of.
Today's sponsor of the podcast is, of course, Air Up. We all know and love an Air Up bottle, but I bet you didn't know how many flavors they've got. You've got 25 plus flavors to choose from. They're zesty, spicy, sweet. They've got whatever you want, which means you'll never get bored, unlike me with some of these guests. Only joking. I'm trying to get off fizzy drinks this year, and Air Up is helping me because it doesn't feel like I'm drinking water. It feels like I'm drinking a little fruity juice, and it's really easy to use. All you've got to do is get your Air Up bottle and get the pods with the flavour you like. Today, I'm going with apple because I'm a sweet girl. So all you've got to do is get your pods, take the lid off and push the pod down until you feel like you can't push it anymore, and then pull it up. Like so. Give me a minute. There we go. And then pull it up like so. And the natural flavors are transported through your mouth and up to your nose. So it feels like you're having a little fruity drink. If you don't believe me, listen to the quality of this. Gonna do some ASMR. That's quality to me. It's got a little handle. So if you want to run, don't do that, but you can just run with it. My favorite flavors personally are the apple, the coconut, and of course, the watermelon. I'm addicted and I have them constantly. So what are you waiting for? Get your juicy autumn and winter flavors with an extra 10% off of Air Up bottles site-wide this October using the code GRACE10. Tap the link in the description and don't forget to use my discount code GRACE10 for an extra 10% off. Thanks so much to Air Up for sponsoring today's episode. Things will be clipped the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the, there was a video of you that people were hating on. It was the something like, were clipping that.
Trauma. I'm like,
and why? I was thinking, they've clipped it wrong. So obviously it's come across like that. No one's heard the conversation before, the conversation after.
Well, that was like such a silly thing.
Oh, that was fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry. I watched that clip and
it's, by the way, that's something that I think is like a great example of me being like, okay, if people hate me, by the way, over like this thing because they think I'm cringe or I don't know, like the takeaway from that was like, I think that people were just like, she's cringy, which is fine. I'll be cringy. Like I actually it's openly admit that, I openly admit that I could be maybe a potentially cringy person. That's okay. But what bothered me about that was people were then really quick to accuse me of lying.
Yeah.
Then I was like, wait a second. How did we go from like, this was a cringy delivery to this girl's like compulsive liar? And then that just snowballed this notion that I like lie a lot, which I don't, by the way. Like I would tell you, or maybe I'm just
the
lying
annoying
to you right
thing.
Now.
Yeah. I just don't know what's the truth.
Yeah. I don't know.
The annoying thing is right. Is when like, I know you've been there when something happens and management or whatever, like just don't address it. It's fine. It'll blow over. And it does always blow over.
Sure.
But inside you're like, I just want to show them the email.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
the text.
But then it's like in the moment for sure, when that stupid, it's just so stupid. Like what, like we live in a world.
Yeah. yeah. Like other things. Going on.
There's just people so much more.
Yeah.
But of course I was like, I could very easily post and share the voice memo with her voice inviting me to be in the video. Like, what do you guys want from me? But then I'm like, what am I gaining from that? I'm only going to end up getting more hate because people will be like, oh, you really felt the need to prove yourself. Oh, like you really had to show
true.
That you
that's
have
true.
Sex with her. I don't know. I felt like it would just add fuel to a fire that didn't even need fueling. It just didn't feel like
something
worth it. I don't
know why the fire started. It was awesome.
You know, whatever.
I don't know what happened there. People
it's
are
fine.
Absolutely insane.
I can laugh at it now. I think it's funny.
Do you know what I find though? The difference, cancel culture in America and the UK is if you get cancelled in the UK, right, you're just cancelled. Only people in the UK really know about like what's going on. When people like, for example, Tana Mojo or whatever, she'll get cancelled. People in America and in the UK, everyone knows about it, which I feel like is a lot more extreme for someone to go through, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, that. I think that like American pop culture is so like glorified.
Mental.
Yeah. So that's probably where
huge.
That comes from. I don't know. Yeah, I think we're all just human beings trying to
just be nice.
Live life. Just I think nice. Also that is not to say that people don't do fucked up shit. And there are people who definitely should be canceled. But I think that like, there are other certain things where I see and I'm like, really? Are we bored today?
Just look at the severity of the situation and then judge it on that.
Who cares? Who cares whether or not I was supposed to be in the video? Who gives a shit? I wouldn't care.
At least you got the opportunity. Do you know what I mean?
Give a shit.
I'm still waiting on the call.
I'd be like, cool, girl.
Yeah.
I don't actually care if you're lying.
Yeah.
If you're doing whatever you're doing, that's fine. I don't care.
I can imagine your DMs are a crazy place.
Scary place.
Because someone said that when you get asked questions, people want to see your feet.
Oh my God, yeah.
Really?
Well, this is funny. My fans get really like offended by this. I find it to be hysterical.
Yeah.
And I posted on my story the other day, like a video of me with my head in my hands. And I was like, it was like, so please, 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 that song.
Yeah.
And it's just me like upset, but I wasn't actually upset. And it just said like, show us those pretty feet. And I like uploaded that clip. And my fans were like, you guys are so disgusting. Like, stop it. Like, just be like, you know, she wants you to ask questions about her music. I think it's funny. I think that it's fine. But yeah, people love to say, I mean, those are the most PG ones.
Well, I can imagine.
Of course.
Today's sponsor of the podcast is Shopify. Do you know what that sound is? I know it because it's something that I've been hearing a lot lately. The sound that I hear when I make another sale on Shopify. The all-in-one commerce platform where you can start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing businesses worldwide. Whether you are selling beauty blenders, fake tan, whatever takes your pick, Shopify is the platform to do it on. Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so that you can successfully grow your business. Covers all of your sales channels from shopfront POS to all-in-one e-commerce platform. Shopify will even get you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Full of the industry-leading tools to ignite your business. Shopify gives you complete control over your brand and your business without having to learn any new skills or tools, like design or coding. Thanks to 24/7 help and an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your business every step of the way. It's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for your £1 per month trial period. Go to shopify.com.uk/grace, all in lowercase. That is shopify.com.co.uk/grace to take your business to the next level. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring today's podcast.
You need to look at your wiki feet. See how high up you are.
Wiki feet?
Wiki feet.
What is that? I don't want to know what that is.
Come on. Basically, it's where...
Well, now I have to know how
celeb... This is going to be your new obsession now because I'm just like, who's top? I don't have a foot fetish, just confirm.
Wow.
But it's basically where loads of celebrities, your feet get ranked.
I don't want my feet to
listen,
be ranked.
It's an honour to be number one, I reckon. I'm not even on it.
I don't think I'm on it. I hide these puppies.
Do you do it on purpose?
I mean, I'm just aware there are people like scouring them.
For a little toe.
I know.
It's fucking
weird. You're not
seeing
my little toe.
It's really, really bizarre.
Hell no.
Tenner, if you do anyway, pay for it.
You know?
I hear it.
I'll consider.
Do you get any weird DMs apart from the feet?
I don't read them frequently, fine. But if I do, I mean like, yeah, yes.
Yes.
Just yes.
Full stop.
I just don't know. I don't need to explain further.
I hear you.
Imagine.
Anything
you can imagine, it's
worse probably.
Yeah, most likely.
Have you ever, how do I word this?
Yes.
Absolutely. Who is someone that slid into your DMs? It doesn't have to be like sexually, or it can be.
Right.
Come on.
Get spicy.
Or just messaged you that you've thought, wow, thank you.
I'm not giving you an answer because I don't want to. I genuinely don't know if I like have a good or interesting answer. I'll return with an answer. I'll randomly say someone that you're going to be like,
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, we never get Americans message us.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm waiting for Johnny Depp.
I don't know who's DM'd me.
This man's just not messaging me. You met Johnny Depp?
No. I haven't.
Thought this could be my way in.
Sorry.
Try harder, all right? Next time you come on the pod.
I have a to-do list.
I want a number.
You have a to-do list for you, literally.
Please.
Writing you that song.
Yeah. Do you find it hard to date being like high profile? It makes me cringe, you know what I mean? But like being who you are.
My God. It's so difficult. Yeah. I think that I love meeting people. I love like creating connections and bonds with people. I don't like go into things being like,
would you, right, as a scaffolder, is that what they're called in America? Like a builder.
Sure.
On the street. Doesn't know who you are.
Great.
Hello, miss.
Hi.
Can I have your number? Blah, blah. Would you date that man?
Depends.
You would?
You have to be a
rebuilding work as well.
Group of people or like a certain like So, like, I don't really believe in that shit. I think if someone's amazing, they're amazing.
I just think sometimes maybe it's easier to date in the industry because they get it.
Probably actually not.
Really?
Yes. I think that it sometimes can just complicate things. I think it creates sometimes, like, competition and insecurity. And it's actually probably best to date someone outside of it.
I'd just be scared to get cheating on with, like, other celebrities. And everyone finds out. It's like, who can be asked? Now everyone's in my business. People. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's true.
I don't want you to worry about if you're getting cheated on. You should know that you're not getting cheated on.
Facts.
Should not be with someone who you think is cheating on you.
Madison Beer said it.
That's very true.
She said what she said.
Said what I said.
I said what I said.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Oh, humble girl. Okay. So is there anything that you've done this year that you think would shock people? Rogue question.
Hmm.
But I think there's not a lot that people know about you. And I always say this about singers, artists and stuff.
Mm.
You know their music and maybe you know what they're going through, like, for their music.
Right.
You don't know their life.
Yeah. Do we really know anyone's life? I feel like
that's what everyone knows mine. Unfortunately, I air it all on air.
That's cool though.
Yeah, it's an issue.
Cool rap. But. Something I've done. I mean, you know what? I have, like, nothing but boring answers because I, like, honestly have tried to not leave my house a lot this year. Like, I've enjoyed not leaving my home.
And I felt that.
I've enjoyed
it. Really, really.
And I've loved every second of it. Like, I'm thinking about it right now. Just making me smile.
Just waiting to go. You were saying earlier, you can't sleep anywhere properly apart from your actual bed.
That is a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So what do you do on tour? Not sleep.
I try to deal and it doesn't work out well. But my thing I was going to say, for like something that this is not shocking, but I recently was able to hold my breath for 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
In my pool.
Did you train yourself to do that?
I, like, me and some of my friends really enjoy, like, they'll come over and we'll go in my pool and we'll just have breath holding contests.
You don't leave your house, do you? And I respect that.
Right.
I love that.
My idea of fun is come over and let's hold our breath.
No, but I used to do that when I was younger. I used to be, until I nearly passed out.
Right,
like,
when you were
this,
seven.
Yeah, maybe? Yeah. I'd be like, oh, okay. Well,
sure.
I think I'd still find it fun. It's just
we're on noodles.
Blonde.
You guys, what do you call noodles here? Is it a noodle?
Yes, yeah, a noodle.
Yeah, so we're on noodles.
Yep, yep.
Playing Marco Polo.
Oh, I love that.
And then I'll randomly be like, so who wants to hold their breath?
They'd be like, where's who Madison gone? And you're just at the bottom.
We also always have to clear, we always have a monitor. Someone's always watching to make sure that
like
there's
a referee.
Not, there was a moment, though, I will say, when I was holding my breath, because so my friend, I told him, tap me at a minute and 50, because I wanted to know when I was about to hit 2 minutes.
Okay.
And when he tapped me at 150, I was like, I think I have another in me. Like, I think I can send this shit.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. And I'm not joking. Like, when I got to the 3 minute mark, I was, I remember thinking in my head, and please don't try this at home. I remember thinking in my head, I was like, it's getting, I had my eyes closed.
Yeah.
But you know, when you have your eyes closed and you could still see, like,
things are going
light,
dark,
you know?
Yeah.
I was like, cool, it's getting darker. And then I was like, it's getting darker and darker. And oh my God, I think I'm dying. And then I popped up. And when I came up out of the water, my friend was standing in front of me and I literally, he looked like the Grim Reaper. I was like, I actually was faced with death.
Can I just say?
And he was like, Madison, we're done holding our breath.
Imagine the headline. Madison's Beer
drowns herself in her pool.
Literally dies from drowning herself, reaching the 3 minute mark. Kind of iconic.
Oh my God.
Listen.
At least push it to like five. Do something
insane. True. Do it like
3 minutes is crazy.
Vibe.
I think that is a long time to hold your breath.
Listen, I can do it for 30 seconds, but that's the vapes.
But if I'm going to die doing it, I might as well get
yeah, be iconic. Five. And wear
no,
a
my
really
friends
good
won't let me die. They're good. They're good at watching.
That's how you know you've got good.
Honestly,
mates.
Like you'll start to like convulse before you die. So if you see any like,
gee,
twitching,
how do you
it's
know
time
that?
To come up.
You watch too much true crime.
That I also I try to do it safety precautions. You know,
I
don't
know what you were
going to
say there. Yeah,
like, come on, they're holding their breath too. I got to know what to look out for.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, we're all good at it. My friend is pushing 4 minutes.
I want to join in. See you in the
come
pool.
Come on over.
I bloody will.
Come
I'll bring
on
me
over
little,
and hold
goggles.
Your breath, girl.
I might have to put a swimming cap on because the fake blonde. I'll go green.
Will you?
But that's not your issue. That's my issue.
You can't go in chlorine?
No, it will make me green.
That could be fun, though.
Come on now.
Let's do
we
that.
We like a little goth.
What sign are you?
Leo.
Wow.
Is that good?
That makes just sense.
That didn't sound good.
No. It's not that it's not a good thing. I just have been like very close with many Leo women in my life.
Come on. We knew it was coming.
That's why we're...
Listen.
Why this is happening.
Well,
we're here.
I've got the vibes. That's why the song was written about me. She just gets on with me.
Yeah.
Wait to hear it. Talking about songs.
Mm-hmm.
A new album coming out.
Yeah.
What's it called? Give me the tea. When's the tour?
The tour is in March.
Slay.
The album is out. You're a fake fan.
Shit. But it is cool.
It's called Sounds Between
Actually,
Songs.
No. You were on my release radar the other day on Spotify.
Hot.
And I did listen to the song.
So you knew it was out?
Yeah, well, I wanted to test you.
So now you're lying to me.
At the end of the day, I have had a Prosecco.
Fine.
And it's 6 p.m. somewhere.
It's 6 p.m. here.
Literally is 6 p.m.
Right now.
Stop catching me out.
So it is out. The tour is soon. I'm excited.
I'm buzzing.
I'm very excited. March.
Tour.
We'll be there.
We will be there.
When you see me
Obviously,
lit up, just know who it is.
Madison will be there. But more importantly, I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it will sell out.
Yes.
I'm actually doing a tour in February for the pod.
Are you?
Any advice?
Is it your first tour? No, you said
you've been on... Second one, but the first one was a shambles, I'll be honest. I was drunk every night. Okay. I didn't know what I said.
Okay.
So...
Is it, just you on stage?
Yeah, and I'll have like a guest.
So is it kind of like stand up a little feeling?
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool, she's a comedian.
Come on.
Yes, absolutely. I'm getting that heavy
from
you.
So, any advice? What you got for me?
I have... little advice about your show because if I try to speak in front of a crowd, I probably will end up dead somehow.
Love that you can do that, but you can sing, but that's fine.
I didn't speak on my last tour. I like barely would say like, what's
that's
up
my
women?
Job
and then I
can hold cue cards.
Oh yeah,
you.
Yeah, you can. You, can, you can roll the prompt, the teleprompter.
Come on, you know.
Perfect. Yep. Now we know what you're getting paid to do.
Yep.
So, yeah, so yeah, I could never do what you do because I just, again, my brain, I'm very in it. Overthink too much. Yeah. But to not get like whatever,
Give
definitely. How long is it?
So let's say the whole of Feb.
Okay, so a month.
All of yeah.
I would say just
yeah.
Like,
why didn't I just say that?
Create.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Create boundaries with yourself. Just like you know, say no if you need to. Like you don't have to like exhaust all your energy. Reserve it for the show. There's people who are coming to see you who have paid money who are excited and you know I like to think about like the you know the show. Is what we experience. But think about like the people who get ready and they're doing their makeup with their friends and they have to call a car and then they have to, it's like so cool that
it's
people
true.
Invest so much time and they're so generous with their time and energy.
It like that.
It's just so cool to me. Like I went to my friend's show in London actually the other night and I was looking in the crowd and I was like, it is so special how many people are just like dedicating so much of their time. Like so, I mean, if these kids are in the front of the crowd, they've been there since early morning.
They've
sometimes
been camping
before.
Out. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's really remarkable to me. And I think it's so cool. And I think even for you, like you should really, be appreciative of that and be like, the show is the most important part. So if there's other things throughout the day that you would say no to like reserve that energy, I think you should do that.
No going to strip clubs.
If you want to go to a strip club, I encourage you
I'm
going to
go
that.
To strip clubs.
Yeah, so do that if that's...
Okay.
But like maybe that's going to also give you some, you know,
maybe
we'll
give
material.
Some tips.
Okay.
On how to work the pole. You got a pole in your tour? Are you doing any of that? Any dancing?
I wish. That sounds fun.
We'll work on that.
Okay. That,
we'll, yeah,
that,
we'll
that
work
can be
on
our
that.
Like moment. You can come out.
See, clearly
halfway.
You haven't got the brief yet for the tour.
Yeah.
But I have, so we'll speak about that.
Perfect. I've always wanted to learn how to pole dance.
Have you? Apparently it's good for the core. I fucking need that.
Oh, they're so strong. Have you seen like where they like do like the click clack with their heels? You know what I'm talking about or no?
I've watched Bad Girls Club. That's as far as I've gone.
I'm sure they'll swing their like feet around. They'll like clack their heels in the front and then you have to watch it. It's so It's like ASMR.
I'm going to start doing this in my... I don't have a pole, but I'll start learning.
One.
Yeah, we
I'll
can.
Help you build
I love that we can.
We can.
She's in.
I'm in.
She's in.
Sign me up.
Staying in London now.
Yep.
Sorry, America. Anyway. This has been incredible.
You're the best.
Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Tickets to the tour, are they out yet or not?
When is this coming out?
Like Wednesday.
Yes, then. Or the tickets will be available on Friday, but the tour will be announced on Monday.
What day are we even on?
I know.
Next Friday.
We're on Thursday.
Go and buy tomorrow then.
No.
Fuck.
Wait.
I don't know what's going on. Next Friday.
Wicked. They will be on sale.
Right.
Next Monday. This coming Monday, it'll be announced.
Right. So by the time you watch this, it's been announced. You're all buzzing.
Hopefully.
You're all a little bit jittery. In 2 days' time, go and buy the tickets.
Yay!
And if you don't, your pet will die.
Wow.
You got to sell the tickets, man. Do you know what I mean?
That's a crazy
thing. I don't know why I just called you mad.
Your pet will not die.
I feel like we're on that vibe now.
We
just
are
nicknamed
so.
You. I'm
oh my
sorry.
God. What's yours? Grace?
It's just Grace. You call me whatever you want.
Cool.
Is that what you're calling me?
I don't want anyone's pet to die.
Well, then they have to buy the tickets.
Jesus.
Make your choice.
Holy shit.
That cat's looking a little old, isn't it?
I don't co-sign what's going on here.
Sorry.
I'm not a part
I've gone
of this
off
conversation.
Topic. I've hexed you all.
Oh.
Should we end the pod?
MG.
Yeah.
We're finished.
I'm sorry. Thank you for coming on. Love you.
Love you.
If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it, I don't know what, a follow and a 5-star review. I don't know what's going on. Goodbye. Say bye, Madison.
Bye.